Welcome back to another episode of Beauty, Business, and Mind podcast. So I'm trying to keep myself together today because this is actually a really big deal. So today's episode is very, very special because I think it's really going to tap into the journey of being a business owner and entrepreneur, but also manifestation, because before we start the episode, I want to show you something. So this is my notebook. I tend to write notes. So in 2021, I wrote down here, which my daughter liked to scribble on, that I was going to be in Amy's podcast, okay? Ah. And then, you know, like, so it was very specific with the date, the whole thing. In 2023, I went again, and I have a special journal. So this is very special to me. It actually says dreams on it, and I have my dreams on there. And I opened it up today, and it has there for my 2023 dreams. And one of them says right here, Amy's podcast.
Oh my goodness.
And today is 2023. It's August. And I have Amy Porterfield in the house, everybody.
Okay. I am loving this. This makes me so happy. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so thankful and grateful to having you here to share with everybody. So I did want to do a little introduction in case, you know, like some of my audience hasn't heard about you. So Amy, she is a New York Times best-selling author with her book, 2 Weeks Notice, as you can see here. Okay. Wait, it's the 2 Weeks Notice book. Then she has her podcast, which is the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, which I love to listen to as well. And she is just an online marketing expert. Not only has she been doing her book and her podcast, but she is really like an action by action approach to really helping business owners and, you know, other entrepreneurs like myself to start an online education system. And I am so excited to have you here, Amy. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here today.
Thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to it.
Thank you. So today I wanted to really talk about, you know, the journey of being an entrepreneur. So for our topic for today, I really wanted to like for you to share with all of us your wealth of knowledge, your 10 plus years of creating digital courses, what worked and what didn't. I think especially now where we are all in this like online space where everything seems so instantaneously, Amazon, next day delivery. Yeah. I think we forget sometimes that it is a journey for some of us and for most of us. So I really wanted to like, you know, touch into that today if you're open to that.
Absolutely.
So my first question would be if somebody like, for example, like you're just starting out your business and maybe you still have like a 9-to-5 job, or like for me, like I'm a hairstylist, right? Or maybe I'm still doing services, you know, on a regular day. And I wanted to create something like on the side. Can I really start with a digital course? Really start with one-on-one or doing like consulting or a different like business model before I start on a digital course?
This is such a great question because a lot of my students, they don't start with one-on-one. They've never done coaching or consulting and they want to create a digital course, which they absolutely can do. Now, a lot of my other students though, they've done service-based work or coaching or consulting, and then they've created a course. So I've seen it done both ways equally. So let's talk about if you're a hairstylist, what might that look like? Actually, I have many students who come from that industry. One of my students, she wanted to spend less time behind the chair. As you know, it's hard on your body and it's hard work. And over time, you might want to continue to do it, but do it a little less. And so she created a digital course all about balayage. That was her specialty. She did it really well. So she was teaching other stylists how to do her specific technique with that. And she did incredibly well. So now she's got the money coming in from the chair, but also this digital course. So two streams of revenue, which makes building your wealth so much easier. And so taking your expertise, your knowledge, your know-how, and turning that into something that you could teach other people is precisely what you want to focus on. Now, some of my students, they haven't been coaches or consultants. They're not coming from a service-based business, but they've got that 10% edge. I teach a lot about the 10% edge, which is what is your knowledge, your know-how, your skill set? Where have you gotten results for yourself or for someone else, whether it be in your professional life or personal life? And are you willing to teach that so other people can get those same results? That's your 10% edge. Because think about it, you don't need more years of experience or education or certifications to teach what you already know. People love to learn from people that they relate to. So if you're 10, 20 years ahead of those you serve, they're not going to be relating to you as much as, hey, I've been in the trenches, I've been where you are, I've gotten these results. If you want them, follow me. I'm just a little bit ahead of you and I can show you how to get those results. So really, you're just looking for your 10% edge and everybody has one.
I love that. And it's so true. Like, I love how you're talking about, like, whether it's personal or business experience, because for me, like, I converted like a mobile salon, like a trailer, into a mobile salon during the pandemic.
So cool.
Yeah. So it was something totally different. I'm like, I'm not teaching a technique. So for the longest time, I was like, can I really teach this? Cause it's not a technique. So I was holding myself like in my own industry because it wasn't like what everybody else was teaching. So I love that you're touching on that.
Yes, you can do things well beyond what you think is appropriate for you to do. Like, here's an example. One of my students, she was a banker. She literally worked in a bank, very corporate. And her hobby was boudoir photography. So the sexy type of photography. She loved it. And she thought, you know what? I want to create a course. I want a different stream of revenue, but I don't want to do it about banking. I'm tired of this. This doesn't excite me anymore. So she created the boudoir photography digital course to teach other people how to do it. And it shot up in success right away because she had a passion for it. So think beyond just what your little circle is right now. There's so much more you could do.
I love that. Now I'm going to touch about teaching, right? So one thing that is often overlooked is understanding how to teach like what you know, right? Put a whole bunch of content together and like create little things. Teaching other people to get results, like that is a whole other experience, right?
Right.
What tips and insight do you have for being a great teacher with a digital course, especially now with like so much noise everywhere? Like, how can you stand apart from the rest?
I love that you asked this question because I rarely get asked about teaching. And I think it's such an important piece of the puzzle. So it's one thing to know your expertise. Like, it's one thing to be a boudoir photographer and know how to do that. It's a whole other ballgame to know how to teach it inside of a course. And I'm going to give you some nuances to think about. Number one is that you have to build out a roadmap. Step by step, what would this look like? If I was going to teach it, what's the first thing they need to do? Then the second thing, what are some questions they might ask or where might they get stuck? And you're going to build that into a roadmap. This is something I teach my students. Mm-hmm. So once you have a roadmap or a framework of step by step how you might teach it, then you're going to break it up into bite-sized pieces. What we're seeing today versus, let's say, 10 years ago when I used to do this is that people need short videos. Our attention spans have gotten shorter and shorter. You're right. Amazon, I want it now.
Yes.
And so years ago, I used to teach inside digital courses and my videos were like an hour long, each of them. That would never fly today. And so let's say you have a concept that's going to take you an hour to teach. You're going to break that up into 15-minute videos. And you're going to teach it in small, digestible increments so people feel as though they're making momentum in your course. And so getting that momentum keeps them moving forward. Also, in a course, when you teach it, I love when my students teach through slides. You can make them in Canva for free or Keynote or PowerPoint. But when you have slides, your students can follow along and it helps you remember what you want to teach. You don't even need to be on video. Like, you and I are on video right now and can see each other. You don't need to create a course where you're even on video. I have a friend who makes millions every year. She never is on video inside her courses. It's just slides and audio. So the goal is to keep it as simple as possible, build out your roadmap. And when you're teaching your content, you're going to teach it in small increments. The last thing I'll share is that when you're teaching in a course, one of the best things you could do is to add supplemental PDF guides or cheat sheets. So if I have a big concept to teach, I'll teach the big picture in a video, but then in my PDFs, I'll show it step by step by step so they can print it out and follow along. That way, my videos are shorter. I don't need to teach forever, but they have a guide to download once they watch my video. So these are little nuances that I've learned over the last 14 years really of creating and teaching courses so that my students can do it in an effective way that they can get their students' results as well.
I love that, Amy. But I have a question for you. Like, let's say, for example, like it's somebody, because most of the times, like we're teaching and it's something that we've only done ourselves. So what would you recommend? Because I know that holds back so many people, because I was there. I'm raising both my hands. For the longest time, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I did it myself, but can I teach this to other people? And I know it took a lot of mind work to get out of my own way. So what would you recommend?
It's that imposter syndrome. Like, who am I to be teaching this? I only got results for myself, so I shouldn't be teaching it in a course. You absolutely should. As long as you've gotten results for yourself or someone else, you are qualified to teach it in a course. Now, you need to slow down and think, what are all the steps that I took to get there? What did I struggle with? How could I teach this in a way that they don't have to struggle with the things that I came up against? The stories you can tell, the experiences. When you've gotten results for yourself, it's more meaningful to you. Your stories are richer, your experiences that you're going to share are more detailed. So I love that. Most of my students are teaching how they got results for themselves, so inside their course. So it's a very normal place to start. Now, the beautiful thing is you launch that course once, other people take it, they get results. Now you've got your case studies and testimonials. But a lot of my students start out with launching a course and their only testimonial is themselves, and that is okay.
Yeah, I really love that you touch on that. And I just wanted to like share this before we go into the next topic. For me, I didn't get like, my success was different. And I just want to share that with my audience, because for me, I got a like magazine, a big publishing for hairstylists, magazine publishing out of it. My class, which is a webinar at the time, got promoted by another big magazine within my own industry. So my results were different. And I always want to share that, that sometimes we're not going to see the same results that Ari's talking about, right? Like $100,000 and all this crazy stuff, but it can bring so much abundance and opportunity in different ways.
Okay, I love that you brought this up, because this is a topic that I've been really hitting on lately. So a lot of my students, I've got tons and tons of success stories of making five figures, six figures, millions of dollars with their courses. But I also believe that a digital course will put you on the map for your expertise, just like it did for you in terms of getting into these big publications. So when you have a digital course around a specific topic, now you become known for that. So when someone wants support in that area, your name is at the top of the list. You get invited to podcasts, to speak on stage, to get into magazines and other publications, which will expand your business that you already had and allow new opportunities in. So a digital course can make you a lot of money, but there's other benefits, like you mentioned, that are priceless in so many ways.
Yeah. And I really love that you say that, because from that, then I became a Pinterest TV like host. So I actually work with Pinterest directly, which I never imagined. It was just from sharing my mobile salon, like little freebie on Pinterest. That's how I started getting traction on there. And it grew to this beautiful thing. So I love that you're touching on that today.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought it up. It's so important.
Yeah, thank you. So I know you have an awesome resources for all of us. And, you know, I want to share my mentor who taught me, because she knows best, more experience in this. You have a quiz that you just put out. So how and why would people like spend two quick minutes to take that quiz? How would that benefit them?
Okay, so I have, like we said, been doing this for many, many years. I feel like I can spot a successful course creator from a mile away. And I wanted my community and your community to really find out, are they ready for a course? Are they a good fit for a course? There's three types of people that are replacing their income or adding to their income with a digital course. So the question for your community is, are you one of those three types of people? It takes 2 minutes to create or to go through the quiz. You'll get your results and I'll let you know, are you a good fit for a digital course or not? If you are, I'm going to give you your first three steps to get started based on the information you're going to provide. And if you are not, I'll tell you what to do instead. So it's a really good assessment to learn a little bit about where you are in your journey, if you're ready to add something extra to your business or to create a course to start a business. So take the quiz. It's really simple, but very insightful. So I know you have a URL for people to go to get the quiz.
I do. So you can just head on over to celestethestylist.com /quiz, and you can just go ahead and take the quiz. And don't worry, I have it in the show notes of my podcast. So if you're like, Celeste, what's that URL again? You can just go down there.
Perfect.
What would you recommend for somebody that's trying to build their audience at this time?
So one, you have to remember, if you have a small audience, you're not going to get tons of engagement. That's just how it's going to be. And there's no magic bullet for building a huge audience fast. And so that's another slow and steady. But when you have a small audience, just know that audience building, list building, building your social media following has to be something that you make a purpose in your business, like top three things that are important to you. You have to be intentional with it. And so you might be putting polls out there, asking for survey, getting feedback, asking for engagement, and you're getting very little, but just continue to nurture and grow that list. Find opportunities for them to sign up for your email list. Make sure that you're showing up regularly. The consistency is everything. One of the most hardest things to do in your business, show up every single week, putting out new content. People will come, but it takes time, and the patience part is why most people don't continue it. They just give up. So those that want to win, just keep going. You'll beat out your competition always.
Yeah, so true. Consistency is key. Like, I've seen it throughout the years. I'm like, it has been like my biggest growing tip to everybody is like, be consistent. It's not about being the best or the fastest. It's like, who can be the most consistent to get that?
Yes.
Love that. Amy, I want to say thank you so much for making one of my manifestation checklists.
Yes, I love it.
Thank you for that. And to all my Latinas, we can make things happen, okay?
Yes, I love it.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
You too. Bye, Amy.